Hello everyone, this is Kingdom Empowerment Inc. Radio, and the program today is Kingdom Keys, Spirit, Soul, and Body Series. Today we have a brand new topic which is called, Do You Know Christ? Do You Know Christ? Now, last week I talked about knowing the key will help us be able to know Christ, will be able to help us to understand knowing Him. But today there is a question before us, before every one of us. And if possible, it's a question that we probably need to be asking ourselves, do you know Christ? It's like a question that was posed in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5. It said, examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. test yourselves. Do you not realize this about yourself, that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you fail to meet the test? That is, we examining ourselves sometimes. You ask yourself, am I still in the faith or out of faith? Asking ourselves that kind of question. But today, the question before us is, do you know Christ or do you know Him? Do you know the Lord? So simple. So, talking about this question today, and I hope you are doing well. I hope your spirit, soul, and body is, they are intact. And it's my prayer that every part of our soul and our body will be in sync with the Spirit. Hallelujah. Father, we just want to thank you. We bless you. We give you glory. We thank you, oh God, you are in control. We thank you for who you are. My soul bless the Lord today. My soul bless you, oh God. I will commit our listeners into the hands of God this today. I will thank you for meeting their needs. We thank you for their directions. We thank you for you are meeting their purpose. They are fulfilling them. We thank you for blessing them. We thank you for directing them. We thank you for healing them. We thank you, Lord, for your blessing them. In the name of Jesus, we bless you, Lord. We give you glory. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So like I said before, we are going to be talking about this brand new topic. Do you know Christ? And I'm going to go right there straight. So we have our test taken from the book of Philippians, chapter 3. And I'm going to read from let's read from verse 7. In your spare time, I encourage you to read from verse 1. Okay? He said, but what things were gained to me, this I have counted loss for Christ. Yes, indeed, I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in Him, not having my own, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith, that I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His suffering, being conformed to His death, if by any means I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. Hallelujah. There are so many loaded phrases that we can talk for days, but I'm not concerned about that yet. I'm going to be talking about that I may know Him. That I may know Him. That we may know Him. That you listening will know Him. Me talking may know Him. So it's a question. Do you know Him? Or do I know Him? Or are we just knowing him from a knowledge view? Just have a book knowledge. Just like we talk about stories. We talk about events. We talk about literature. You know, in literature, we talk about stories, plays, at one scene one, at two scene two. So, it's written down. You know, it's a story. is a play until it is acted out. So in acting it out, there are people who will be able to go through a script that has been written down, and specific people will be positioned to go along with the various scenes, and it will be various roles, and be able to act them out, and we can sit and watch somebody else is being acted out in a play. Question here is, are we knowing him? Are we acting it out? Are we following him? Do we have that personal and intimate relationship with him? So important in our life. Hallelujah. Amen. So the question here, do we know him? So knowing him and being able for being able to understand the idea of knowing him is we go beyond us not having a substitute, not having another person. Like I said the other time, we do not have alternative. We don't have another. We don't have a second one. There is a second one somewhere, but you are looking for the genuine one, the genuine God. You are looking for the real one. You are looking for the real truth. There are other truths, but you are looking for the real truth. There is a real life. There's no a fake life, an alternative life. But because he is the way, he is the truth and the life. And through him, we get to the Father. Because he is in the Father, and the Father is in him. If we have him, we have the Father. So, having a substitute to him, we are not able to reach the Father. We might have another substitute somewhere else. There are so many countless substitutes. They're called gods. But since they are not in him, and they are not in, he is not in them, then we are not able to reach the Father. And the only way to the Father is Jesus Christ. So there is no substitute. There is no alternative. There is no replacement. There is no backup. There is no auxiliary. There is no substitute. There is no other possibilities. There is no other ones. There are no different other ones that we can say, well, we don't have Jesus. Let's use this. Just like we go and buy a car, you go to buy a car, where they are not having Toyota, so let's buy Honda. Or they are not having this car, let's buy this car. Substitute. In Christ, there's no substitute. So once we have understand that relationship, then it's we begin to move towards us now knowing him. So the question now before us is, do we know him? Do we know him? Are we comparing him with another person? Are we comparing him with another thing? Is there any other thing we have before us that we have a comparison. We cannot compare God with something else. We cannot compare God with material things. We cannot compare a creator with the created. Comparing God with material things, that is not what we should be doing. So, in the first case, we cannot compare God with another thing. He's just too big. You know, we compare apple with apple. We cannot compare a car with a toy. You compare car with a car. Or we compare somebody who created the car with a car. You cannot compare. See, a car has a value, but you cannot put a value on human beings. You cannot put a value, so you cannot compare car with a human being. So, relational. So we now begin to compare things with God, and compare whatever we have with God. And not having that fellowship with God, not having that relationship with God, there's no fellowshipping with Him, which means we are comparing Him with Him, comparing Him with other things which should not be doing. Hallelujah. See what He said here in verse 13. He said, for it is God who works in you both to will and to do for His good pleasure. It is God. Excuse me. For it is God who works in us both to will and to do for His good pleasure. Wow. Whether we are sitting down, we are walking, we are thinking, whatever we do, it is God who wills and to do for His good pleasure. Our life depends on Him. Our ability to sit down depends on Him. Our ability to walk depends on Him. And our ability to sleep and wake up depends on Him. Our ability to eat and not throw up depends on Him. Our ability to go to the toilet, you know, that is so important. To go to the toilet, go to urinate, right, and do the other one. So important. If we can't do it, we know what that means. So we don't know how much we know. We need Him. We don't know how much. We need Him for everything. We need Him for our existence. We need Him for the little things that we do. He said, for it is God who works in us. It is God working in us to do whatever we want to do. Question is, whatever we are doing, is in alignment with us knowing Him? Because when it's aligned with Him, with us knowing Him, that is from the question, do you know Him? Then we are able to do what He wants us to do, or what He wills us to do, and to do for His good pleasure. For His good what? Pleasure. Not for our pleasure, but for His what? Good pleasure. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That is Philippians 2:13. It says, for it is God who works in you both to will and to do for His good pleasure. Philippians 2:13. So important for us. And now the question is, do you know Him? Now let's go to First Book of John, chapter 2. Here, John also was speaking in view of revelation he received again. You know, John had several revelations. So today, let's speak of one of them. Hallelujah. So, first book of John. So you have to keep your keep opening your book to your almost towards the end. Okay. We passed the book of Peter, first book of John, chapter 2, and verse 3. Okay. Let me just read from verse 1 of first book of John, chapter number 2, from verse 1. It said, "My little children, these things I write to you so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. And he himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the whole world. And by this we know that we know him, if we keep his commandment." You see, by this we know if we what? Keep his what? Commandment. Hallelujah. By this we know what? We know him. If we do what? Keep his what? Commandment. Hallelujah. Otherwise, we don't hereby we know that we know him if we what? Keep his what? Commandment. And keep not his commandment. And he that said, "I know him, and keep not his commandment," is a liar, and the truth is not what? In him. Hallelujah. And now by this we know that we know him if we keep his commandment. Now, assuming we read it like this, if you know him, that is, if we know him, that is like reading in the backward. You see, if you know him, it will help us to keep his commandment. He said, "Now, by this we know him, that we know him if we keep his what? Commandment." We cannot keep his commandment by our own strength, by our own power, by the way we just live. We cannot keep his commandment. But knowing him now, if we then know him, we can then go another step and being able to understand and keep his commandment. Without faith, we cannot do so. An ability to know him and understand him, relate to him, and fellowshipping with him will help us. We go a long way to understand and keep his commandment. Look at what verse 4 says. It says, "He who says, 'I know him,' and does not keep his commandment." You see? You see here? "He who say, 'I know him.'" So the first verse, we say, you can read it like, "I know if, once I know him, it will what? Help me to keep his what? Commandment." Hallelujah. You know, we cannot give what we don't have. You know, when you have already received something, then you are able to give out. Just like love. So we first of all receive the love from him. Then based on what we receive from him, we are able to, from that. So we receive, give out, receive, give out. So we receive it, then we distribute it. So you cannot distribute it, you don't have it. So when we receive it, we distribute it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Very significant. He said, verse 4 said, he who says, I know him, and does not keep his commandment, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him. He said, whoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him. That is, allowing the love of God to be perfected in us is how we know that we are in him. He said, by this we know that we are in him. Verse 6 says, he who say he abides in him ought himself also to walk just as he walk, walking as what? The Father. So, walking as what? Christ. So, abiding in him and walking as what? The Father. Verse 7 says, brethren, I write no new commandment to you, but an old commandment which you have had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you had from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write to you, which with thing is true in him and you, because the darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining. Hallelujah. Look at what verse 3 said. Now this we know, that we know him, if we keep his commandment. So we have to trust Christ, and we have to meet him at his point. So when we have previously met the Lord, then we also can also say we have intimately related. Here, John is talking about what? Intimately knowing the Lord. Intimately what? Knowing the Lord. Knowing the Lord intimately. Meeting him at his point. It could be at the point of faith. It could be at the point of walking. As he walked. It could be as a point of abiding in him. It could be at the point of loving. That is, loving as he loved. Very, very important. Hallelujah. Look at what John 17 says. John chapter 7 verse 3. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. That thou might know thee. Wow. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. Because he is life. So if we receive him, we receive life eternal, that they might know thee. So the question is, do we know him? The only true God and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent, that thou might know thee, that we might know him. See, verse 17 said, and thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given life, and this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. You know, I was talking about his commandment. I want to talk about when he was, let's go back to first book of John, and verse chapter 2, verse 3. He said, and hereby we know that we know him if we keep his commandment. Is this commandment? Now, you know, he was also speaking in the book of John, chapter 13. He was speaking in verse 34. Okay. He was speaking. He said, a new commandment, right? A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another. By this all we know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. You see, the command to love was new because Jesus gave it a new standard. He redefined it. You know, Moses said, love your neighbor as yourself. Now, Jesus said the new standard was, I have loved you. Jesus gave his disciples the example of love that they were to follow. He said, by this, all men will know you are his disciple if we love one another. You know, they are able to recognize his disciple by their deeds for love for one another. Hallelujah. So Jesus gave his disciple an example. And the same way today, an example has been given to every one of us that goes beyond loving one another. And it is through this that we are able to what? Be his disciples. And when you look at verse 3, when we go back to 1 John chapter 2, verse 3, you remember when he said, now by this we know that we know him if we keep his commandment. Keep his commandment. That is do. That is doing it. Times we cannot do it. Right? We cannot do it. So doing it is so important to us. If we will keep his commandment. So we can read it this way. We can be sure that we know God if we obey His command, if we obey His command. Or by this we know Him. Or hereby we do know that we know Him, if we keep His commandment, if we obey His commandment, if we do what He tells us to do. And you know, the commandment he said is that we should love one another. And by this, we know that we are His disciples if we have love for one another. Do we know Him? Are we fellowshipping with Him? Are we relating with Him? Are we having that intimate relationship with Him? Are we loving one another? It's a question for every one of us to answer. Loving one another goes beyond self. It's no longer I, it's the other person. Go beyond what? No longer I relate to what? The other person. Hallelujah. So we put other person. So we look out not only for our own selves, but also for the interest of others. Not only for our own interest, but also for the interest of others. We look at others that they are better than us. We fellowship with others. So we don't look at color anymore. We don't look at status anymore. We don't look at whether you are big, you are not big, you have money, you don't have money. We simply look at others the way God looks at us. God looks at us as His children. And on that day, we will be in His family. There will be no color. There will be no tribe, where you come from, or fellowshipping. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Look at, based on what I just spoke, look at Revelation chapter 5. Revelation chapter 5, and I'm going to read from verse 9. And they sang a new song, saying, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain, and have redeemed us to God by your blood." Okay, look at this phrase now. Out of every tribe, and every tongue, and all people and nation. All is all. Every tribe, tongue, people, and nation. So there will be people from different tongues, people from different tribes, people from different people from different nations. So they will be there in fellowship. They will be there. It's not just one brand new set of only one people. No, it will be all kinds of people. So it's irrespective of who we are. God is not a respecter of person. God is not a tribalist. God is not discriminatory. God is just. He is fair. He is faithful. He is just. it's non-discriminatory. Hallelujah. Father, we give you praise. So it's not going to look at you and say, oh, okay, you are lonely. You are this kind of person. Okay, you stay here, this kind of person, you stay that way. No, we are all going to be mixed together. We will not see you know what we see today. We won't be seeing those things. We will not be seeing those things anymore. We will see as he sees. We think as he think. And when we begin to act that way, we are knowing him. So the question is, do you know Christ? Are you seeing as he seen? Are you thinking as he's thinking? Are you seeing as he's seeing? Are you walking as he's walking? Are you loving as he's loving? Do you know Christ? Paul is saying here. Look at Paul here. He said, that I may know him with his relationship. He wrote so many of the book we read in the New Testament, yet he's still saying that I may know him. That I may know him. Yet I may know him. See, our time is running out today. So I hope you be blessed with this word, and I hope you will understand the fact that we need to know him. It's more important than anything else. It's more important than the material things we seek after. We need to seek him with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our strength. When we seek him, he has promised that he will reveal himself to us. He has promised that we will see him. So if we seek him, we will find him. It's not selfish. It's not hiding somewhere that he will not reveal himself to us. God is good. God bless you. Make his face shine upon you. And see you next time. In Christ Jesus. Amen. Now to him. Hallelujah. We bless you, O God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. We worship you. We bless your name. For there is none like you. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We worship you, Father. We glorify your name. Glory, glory, glory. In the name of Jesus. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. That is your God. That is my God. We love you. God loves you more. See you next time. Thank you. Bye-bye.